Here come our speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got jokes sent in from Father Ron in Peru and Tom and Jan in Libertyville and Will in Wheaton. And Keith in Rockford writes, I am a physics teacher and I enjoy your speed jokes, especially the smarty pants ones. Tom Caputo sent us a joke, and Jeff Schulte did from the Maintenance Coatings Company. They're in South Elgin, you know, and Dose and Dan from beautiful Ottawa, and Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale, Dave Carr in Canada, and Rob Curry, author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Kirkus Reviews calls it a gritty but hopeful thriller. Here we go. Well, if you missed or weren't satisfied with the eclipse on Monday, you can drive by my house tonight and I'll moon you for $5. No special glasses required. A fire alarm went off at IKEA last night. Everyone assembled in the parking lot. I won $3 million in the lottery and I decided to donate one quarter to charity. Now I have $2,999,999.75. When I see the names of lovers engraved in a tree, I don't find it cute or romantic. I'm like, who brings a knife on a date? Hey, Dave, I had a Russian Uber driver yesterday.
What was his name?
Drop-off and pick-up. Or was it pick-up and drop-off? I forget. But anyway, he was this Russian guy. Hey, Dave, I never thought I would be the type of guy to wake up early every day and exercise. And guess what?
What?
I'm not.
Hey, John, can you spell wonton backwards?
Not now. Hey, Dave, I was at a bar last night, and a woman got her nose pierced right in front of me. On a related note, I'm terrible at darts. If Karen Carpenter had a nephew, would she be a Carpenter aunt?